This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Passes, does it again!
Again!
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, Frank Lee, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
What's up? Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is an emergency podcast. This is the official Red Sox podcast at WEI. Before we get going, remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey, Apple, Spotify, all that stuff. On the WEI YouTube channel, go subscribe to WEI. Find the Play Tessie playlist there. Subscribe, hit thumbs up, all that stuff. Find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Here with Sammy, here with Pat, the emergency podcast. Man, we weren't expecting to record an emergency podcast, not like this. But the breaking news of the day, it's not that the Red Sox are 1-4. Let's take a break from the negative vibes of the brutal start, because the Red Sox just extended Garrett Crochet. That's why we're here. And that's what we're going to talk about. Like, this is a rare 4-podcast week for us because we've got an interview dropping Wednesday. We're going to have a normal podcast dropping Friday. We obviously had the normal episode for Monday, but huge breaking news. I mean, we've been some of the biggest Garrett Crochet honks on the freaking planet, and they just extended him 6 years, $170 million, the largest contract the largest deal ever for a pitcher with 4 years of service time, no deferred money. And it's crazy how fast it came together, because today, as we record this, it's Monday. A week ago, we dropped a podcast where we interviewed Garrett Crochet and we asked him about the extension. And here's, Joe, if you have it, here's what he had to say to us about that.
What would it mean to you to spend an extended period of time with the Sox? And in your eyes, is there any chance of that coming together before opening day?
Before opening day, I'm not really thinking that there's much possibility right now. I'm more so focused on just playing out the season. But just like the prospect of being here long term is incredibly exciting. We just talked about the rivalry. It's just such a storied franchise. With, like you said too, a lot of star power here. So it's a team that I think is built to win, and it's filled with youth. So it's got the capability to win for a long time, which is very exciting. A lot of pros for sure.
I mean, technically it didn't happen before opening day. Technically.
Do we get to retroactively adjust our offseason grades? Because
yeah.
All right, I'm going A. That's an A. A grade from me. I don't think I need to explain it. Bregman, awesome. Some solid bullpen moves. Could have been a little bit better. Great. crochet trade. Oh, sorry, Bueller. I forgot Bueller last time. Felt really bad about that. Bueller, good ad. And then Crochet and the extension. I got nothing to complain about. I haven't said that in 6 years. So yeah, A, wow, feels good.
Pat, how does it adjust your offseason grade? Because I definitely think you can retroactively change your offseason grade. And in fact, for me, I actually had a caveat for if they did it, but I want to hear yours, Pat.
I mean, it's not even April. Well, as we record, it's not April. I think this is still technically the offseason. The first five games don't even count. That's what I've always said.
It's April in 81 minutes. 81 minutes from now, it'll be April as we record.
Yeah. No, I mean, it goes to an A. The only reason it's not an A-plus in my book is because I would have liked another reliever, but even, that's like a that's a cherry on top kind of thing. That's not a – you really needed that. I mean, how could it not be, right? You needed the strikeout lefty. The first real move of the offseason, you strike out lefty. You get Chapman. We don't talk about Wilson, who's actually been pretty good so far.
He's looked good.
So you get two of those. You needed an ace. You get Crochet. You needed to upgrade the infield defense. You get a right-handed bat. You got Bregman. You needed a higher end starting pitcher who can, you know, man down the three hole, if not live up to, you know, the two hole or co-ace. They did that in Bueller. Every move they made was great. The one thing that was holding them back was trading away a potential franchise catcher, a potential star outfield prospect for 2 years of a 25-year-old stud. In like, justifiably, none of us gave them an A, because to give up that package for a guy who any extension you're guaranteed the best years of. He was never going to sign like a 15-year deal. You know what I mean? They wouldn't have either, but you get him for 6 years. You get him for... His arm is like 22 years old.
Yeah.
He almost won the Cy Young if he pitched the full season last year. Him, he would come up, come in second to Scooble. He for sure would have been better than fucking Seth Lugo. But I mean, you get this year in six more, 2030 is, we're going to grow old with Garrett.
Sammy's going to be dead by then.
He'll be fucking dead. I'll be like, dead before Crochet's gone. Holy hell.
2025, 2026, 2027, 2028, 2029, 2030. Like, you get six of Garrett Crochet's best years. And I would argue, at some point over that stretch, will be the best left-handed starting pitcher in baseball. Like, you get that. Probably. You get that for, what, $28 million AAV? Something in 28 and change, something like that. There's escalators I just read before we hopped on. It's like $2 million escalators based on like Cy Young voting. I don't give a shit. You got Garrett Crochet for 6 years. A.
Well, that's the key, because we, to me, like when I was thinking about what a Garrett Crochet extension would cost, I figured, you know, he doesn't have a full season of starting games and he's got 2 years left until free agency. So it's just one team negotiating with him. I didn't think they were going to have to get into the 30s. Or close to the 30s. I thought maybe they'd be able to do it for the low 20s, but like, let's be real here. He ended up having leverage because of what you said there, Pat. The package the Red Sox gave up, they couldn't afford to take any chances on this guy getting to free agency. So they did what they needed to do. Signing Garrett Crochet for maybe a little bit more than you anticipated is a hell of a better outcome than him getting to free agency. And as for the grade thing, like, I had it as a B before, and my caveat was I can't give an A for a Soto-less offseason just because that was their plan A. But it's an A minus to me, which is the maximum possible grade you can give without Soto. So good for them. They did it. They did what they needed to do. And Sammy, we talked about this a little bit on the way to radio and on the radio on Saturday, but hell of a job by Bradfoe going up to Garrett Crochet on Friday night before that game and asking him about the extension stuff. And Crochet was like, yeah, like it came down to the wire. And as soon as you heard that it got down to the wire, like it was hard to imagine him letting all of this stuff get in the way of that extension, of him making life-changing money. Like if it's that close, you push it over the finish line and you do it quick. And that's what they did.
Right. And again, The fakest thing of all time is the I will not negotiate in the season thing. We talked about this. We're like, yeah, okay, you're not going to negotiate in the season. What if they offer you $170 million? And here we are. And, you know, I also don't like to be the I told you so kind of guy. I think that's lame. Things like this in sports are so hard to predict. But all offseason, this was my guy. I was saying I'd rather trade the prospects and then extend Crochet. Gordo, you even had a tweet about it not too long ago. You said, what would you rather? Number one, trade the prospects and pay Crochet $140 to $170 million through ages 25 to 31 or 32 years old, roughly what the contract is, or pay Max Free $218 million for his ages 31 through 38 seasons, which is what the Yankees did. Which one sounds better right now?
Like, which the one? The crazy thing is that the Free deal starts when the Crochet deal's up. If you look at the ages, like... Like when Crochet's deal is up, he's going to be 31. That's how old Max Fried is in year one of an 8-year deal right now. It's not even close.
Everyone was talking about go get Blake Snell. Blake Snell would have been awesome. He would have been great, but he's already in his 30s. Corbin Burns would have been great, but he's in his 30s. This is why Garrett Crochet has been and always will be now the white whale for me. And I'm so happy that this is long term. I don't have to have that in the back of my mind every time I watch him throw a pitch on opening day, every time he did anything good. He wasn't even on his best stuff that day, but anytime he had a good pitch, I would go, that was awesome. And I hope he doesn't leave in a year and a half or 2 years or at the deadline. Everyone got mad at Red Sox Stats. If you're not familiar with Red Sox Stats, it's a popular account over on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Red Sox Stats, this account said the trade deadline is X amount of days away. Everyone got mad because they don't want to think about Garrett Crochet being traded. But the fact of the matter is, the Red Sox have been cheap for the last 6 years. So this was never a guarantee. Yes, we thought it was going to happen. Sure. But never a guarantee. That's why people got mad. They don't want to address those demons of, yeah, maybe they do trade Garrett Crochet at the deadline. You got a year and a half left on the contract. You don't want to take him into next year. Price goes up. Value goes down. Now we don't have to think about any of that. He is a Boston Red Sox for the long haul. I couldn't be happier.
Two things. One, there is already some fucking idiot in Gordo's reply saying Max Fried. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of even mentioning the name. So an 8-year deal for Fried, you're realistically looking at maybe two more years of his prime, two pretty good years, and then 4 years of paying him just to be on the roster. No. And then he's like, oh, prospects, but Kyle Teal. Yeah, Kyle Teal is a great prospect. But guess what you have to give up to get 6 years of an ace? He's not even in his prime and he's almost winning Cy Young's. Like, let that sink in. Second off, I tweeted this. The next 6 years of Red Sox baseball, you have Garrett Crochet in his prime years. Rafael Devers, I'm not going to even get into what's gone on the past 5 games with him. He's going to be fine. It's Rafael fucking Devers.
Good at
bats. He's had some good at bats.
We cannot talk about Rafi for one pod.
No, some good at bats.
I'm not getting into it. It's Rafael Devers.
Don't do it.
You are getting him for the next 6 years in what should be his prime as a hitter, especially now as a DH, 28 to 33. In that same span, you are also getting the maturation and the arrival of Christian Campbell, Marcelo Mayer, and Roman Anthony. And these guys in that 6-year stretch come up. Ideally, I am so confident that at least two, if not all of the three, are going to be superstars. That is the next 6 years of Boston Red Sox baseball without any singular additional move. This locks them in as a perennial playoff team, barring injury, for the next 6 years. I don't care what anybody...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What he says.
Well, what's crazy is that before even doing anything, and like not even accounting for the possibility that Bregman and or Story could in theory still opt out at the end of the year. I don't think they will, but I'm just saying, like, with them opting in, the Red Sox are under the tax heading into next year without a single offensive hole. Like, they have guys for every position. You could say maybe they could upgrade a spot.
I got
catcher,
one
maybe catcher maybe, yeah, that's like the one. But like, they have guys. Like, it's not like there's just no one, and they've got good players at every other position. So now it's just, you're below the tax. You could get more starting pitching. You could pay bullpen. Like, there's just so many different directions you could go when you have money to spend and like one or two, maybe three holes to fill. It's just, it's a great spot to be in. Nope, I'm not paying. I'm not giving that to you. I'm not giving you the satisfaction, Sammy.
Most people what? Only have two.
Shut up, Pat. Shut up, Pat. But no, I just think about the amount of coping that we were doing before, like, because like we weren't even really talking about how much of a demerit on the offseason not getting a Crochet extension was, because okay. we wanted to
do honesty hours.
What's that?
How nervous were you guys? How nervous? Because we were talking. I know what you're saying, Gordo. The demerit on the offseason. How confident were you guys that a Crochet extension on a scale from 1 to 10?
Well, what are you asking here, Sammy? Are we confident that something was going to get done soon, or something was going to get done at some point before he hit free agency?
Some point this year. I'm talking about some point this year, because the conversation is entirely different if a whole season goes by. I'm talking about how confident were the two of you and myself that a Crochet extension would happen within the 2025 season?
For me, before Bradfo's reporting, it was probably like a 3. And after the Bradfo reporting, it was maybe an 8.5.
Okay, because I was like 8.5, 9 the entire time, just because my reasoning was the Red Sox have been so strong on, like, these are our prospects. We love these guys. This is the future. And if they're going to trade two of their top five, there's no way they wouldn't spend the money on Crochet, especially after we just saw them spend money on Bregman as well. I don't know. I just felt like there was,
you're right,
there was no way they were going to extend them, but there's always that little voice in the back of my head. Like, what if they don't extend him and he's traded for Sammy, more prospects?
You're 100% right. They made a huge, huge gamble with their prospects betting on Garrett Crochet. And it just made no sense to the prospect of not doubling down, because if you win, you lose, right? Like, if you don't extend Crochet and you win in terms of your gamble on Crochet being good worked, and you're happy that you dealt the prospects, but you don't extend them, you lose. So the only way to win is to double down on the gamble. So if it happened later, it happened later. Like, I was thinking, because let's be real here, the way he was talking to us, to the other media, it didn't sound like they were anywhere close. And like, obviously we talked about maybe the Red Sox make a late push like they usually do, and that's what they did, but it didn't sound like they were close. He said he didn't want to negotiate in the season, and if they weren't close, it wouldn't have surprised me if they didn't negotiate during the season. But them getting close was what got this done.
Remember what I said? I said, I think that we're just going to get a random notification out of nowhere at a random time, and we're all going to flip out because the extension happens, and here we are. It happened. The random notification. I actually found out through you guys. I was locked in. I was gaming hardcore with my boys on Discord, and then I got a bunch of texts from you guys. I'm like, oh no, what happened? Did Gordo make another pizza? And then no.
They're not even playing. How did he strike out again?
All right. Oh, Sox. One more point here, because I know we got to wrap soon. I just have to make the point. John Henry deserves a lot of credit. And coming from a podcast that we have almost 200 episodes, and up until they signed Alex Bregman, he was talked about from the three of us in a negative light in every single one of them. Or if he was talked about, it was negative.
Yep.
Now you've got a guy who committed $40 million average annual value to Alex Bregman, a guy who's in his 30s, a free agent, $40 million a year for 3 years potentially. And now you've got a 6-year deal for a starting pitcher. And you're going to get people who say, well, he still hasn't shown he's willing to pay guys in his 30s, in their 30s. He's not willing to pay free agents who are age 30 to get to their late 30s. And what I say to that is I don't really give a flying fuck, because if their payroll is high, like, yeah, good for them spending their money on guys in their 20s. Like, they're making smart decisions. As long as he's willing to spend the money, then it's fine with me. And their payroll looks like it's going to be pretty damn high for the foreseeable future. For this window, it looks like you don't make these decisions, you don't make these financial bets if you're not ready to spend to fill whatever other needs you have going into whatever other seasons your window is still open for. So he deserves a lot of credit. I'm going to give it, like, we rip him when it's deserved, and when he deserves the credit, I'm going to give it to him. Like, props to John Henry. Like, you came through here, man. Like, we needed this guy here long term. You signed the check. I appreciate that.
I think one thing too, and I'm not retroactively defending ownership and John Henry and Sam Kennedy and Heim/Craig. I will not do that. What I will do is, last year we kind of said it. This year it was pretty solidified. But a team that's been rebuilding for, you know, the past, I guess you could say rebuilding, because they haven't really done anything the past 3 years. But this was like the offseason that they absolutely had to strike. Like, in a vacuum, rebuilding team, you have guys like Casas, Rafaela getting their footing. You're hoping Duran and Hauk take the step forward that they should. You're seeing Rafi develop into like a perennial all-star. You're now pieces away, in big pieces albeit, but pieces away from being a legitimate threat. Back in November, we said it. Like, this is the offseason. You absolutely have to do something. You have to get your ace. You have to get a franchise or a right-handed bat. You have to fill out the rotation. Like, there was a whole laundry list of stuff. It wasn't easy. It wasn't quick. And there was a lot of plan A's, B's, C's, D's thrown out there, but they did it. They got their ace. They got their right-handed bat. They filled out the bullpen. They're extending their own guys. This is what we've kind of been waiting for 4 years, and they did it all in one offseason.
So, for me, I hear what you guys are saying. I don't disagree with any of that. It's hard for me to give John Henry and co. a ton of credit. I'm happy all this happened. They definitely deserve credit for the Bregman thing and the Crochet extension, all the other smaller moves they made ahead of 2025. But hard for me to forget about, what, 5 years of Red Sox baseball wasted? Mookie Betts' career should have been in Boston. He's killing it still in LA, 2025 as we speak. So it's going to take a bit more for me to, how do I even frame this? Not to like ownership again, but to feel good about ownership again, I guess. And they're certainly trending in the right direction, but like, you can never bring back like that 2022, 2023. You know how much time I wasted watching those teams? I'm just talking about me. There's a lot of people who probably had a great time watching. I liked some of it, but the mental anguish and the time put in as a diehard Red Sox fan, you can't get that back. So, yeah, I appreciate the way things are trending, but it's. I got to see a little more before I'm like, John Henry, you are so back. And I'm not saying you guys are saying that at all, but you know, a lot of people will. So it's a weird middle ground for me. I don't really know how to describe it the way I feel towards ownership. It's like you had the greatest relationship of all time and then they gaslit you for years. You felt terrible about yourself. It was a disaster. And now suddenly things are going back to the way they used to be. I guess I'm just a little on guard. I don't want to buy in too much because I don't want to get hurt by ownership like we have been in the past with Mookie, like I said, with Xander, with all these other pursuits that, you know, the interest kings. How long did we call the ownership group the interest kings? They're into this guy. They're into that guy. They never land the guy. So starting to change, sure. I'm happy about that. I love the way things have gone. I think this 2025 team, despite the 1-4 start, I think they're going to be very good. I think the future is bright. But before I completely leave ownership off the hook, I need a little more time.
I don't think you should let them off the hook at all for what they've done the last several years, half decade, you could really say, since 2019. I don't think you should forgive for that. I don't think you should forget, should let them off the hook or anything. But all we can ask for moving forward is that they operate like an ownership group that wants to win, that cares about the fan base, that wants the same things that we want. And, you know, I agree, Sammy, like we need to see more to know that this isn't just a one-off year to try to buy back faith after several years, and that they're not just going to leave us in the dust again like they did for the last half decade. But this is a start, and you know, it certainly feels like they recognize that they have a legitimate window here to win, and to win it big too. Mm-hmm. They've put their money where their mouth is, but to keep the window open for as long as we expect it to be open, it's going to take more than just what they've done this offseason. So we'll see. Like moving forward, we'll see what they do, but this is a start.
One last kind of thought/question. Gordo, did you say if Story and Bregman both opt in, they're under the luxury tax still next year?
Yes, I believe that was according to Red Sox payroll. I saw that.
All right, final thought. Vladdy Jr., see you in 2026, baby.
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh boy, that's going to be...
No, that would be
way to go.
That would turn the tide for me. Yeah, that would turn the tide for me.
We can glaze a little bit if they
sign Vlad.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Oh, then you gotta be like, all right, they're back, but we're not there yet. We'll see.
Okay.
All right. So that's gonna do it for this emergency pod, the Garrett Crochet contract extension pod. Having two Garrett Crochet extension pods in the same, what, the last one was in what, December? It's a winter meeting, so December, January, February, March, like same 4 or 5 month period. That's freaking awesome. Nobody grinds like the play Tessie guys with podcasting. I swear to God, like it was late. Like this thing dropped at like 9:30, and we were in the group chat, and we're like,
"Dude, I'm having my nighttime margarita. I was ready to go to bed."
It's like, do we do it? It's like, I mean, we got to. Like, I know we've got all these other podcasts dropping this week, but it's a Garrett Crochet contract extension. We have to do it. We all jumped out. That's the three of us. That's Joe. Like, we jumped out and we got it done. So I'm patting ourselves on the back. Hopefully, there's another extension emergency pod coming up soon. We heard those reports about Christian Campbell and the Red Sox getting close on an extension a few days ago. Haven't heard much since, but no reason to believe that won't get done. And if it's not on a drop day already, like, we'll probably be on again, man. Like, there's good things happening. It's nice to take a vibe break from four straight losses because the Red Sox need to play better. But this podcast was focused on the good things that are happening in this franchise right now. Garrett Crochet is going to be in Boston with the Red Sox, locked in long term, and that's just an awesome thing. So we really appreciate you guys tuning into this one. What is it? On a Tuesday. Man, we don't drop too many Tuesday pods, but emergencies call. Remember to subscribe for the next. We got an interview dropping tomorrow. If you're listening to this on drop day, we've got another one coming your way tomorrow, an interview tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. Subscribe, rate 5 stars. Find us on WEI's YouTube channel. You can find the Playtesty playlist there. Hit the thumbs up on those videos. Subscribe to WEI's channel. And find us on the socials at Playtessie on Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok. So, man, that'll do it. We appreciate you tuning in. For Sammy, Pat, for Joe producing, it's a Playtessie emergency pod. Gordo talking to you guys here. Thanks for tuning into this one. Peace.
The This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.